It was 10 years ago, just after the government instituted the whole isolation policy. We began hearing reports of a mass epidemic, some unknown disease sweeping the country. The details were vague at first, nothing on the cause or transmission of the disease, only that it was highly contagious, and in most cases, fatal. Before the general public even had time to react, the government declared a state of emergency and ordered a mandatory vaccination program. For our protection, they said. As it turns out, that was the beginning of our nightmare. The disease was a complete government fabrication, and the supposed vaccine they were injecting into everyone? In reality, it was a cyber virus developed by Daiwa. The virus has a mutating effect on the cells of the body. It alters their molecular structure and converts them into biometal, essentially turning us into machines from the inside out. There's no way to stop it. And to make things worse, the cybervirus was still early in its experimental phase.
What do you mean?
Daiwa didn't even know if it would work. It had never been tested on a large scale. So they turned Japan into their own private laboratory.
When it does work, the virus gradually progresses through the body until it finally reaches the brain. At that point, we become perfect androids under Daiwa's control. The speed of the process differs from person to person. Those of us who have yet to be fully assimilated, as best we can, we hold on to those fragments of our humanity that still remain. But even now, we can feel them slipping further and further away. Since the technology was still experimental, in the end, most of us will basically be reduced to scrap metal. But it makes little difference. At best, we're still mindless machines with our memories erased.
What we do know is, Daiwa won't stop when they're done with Japan. They'll target America next.
They've already started planting androids in key positions.
That politician.
Now that's kind of interesting, isn't it? A 19 or a 2007 film called Vexil, where they just happen to talk about exactly what seems to be happening now. A couple of interesting references in there as well. The references to the fact that they are infecting politicians. Maybe that's what's been happening to so many politicians and media personalities in the last few years.
Hold on a minute. Sir, can somebody help me?
Science executive order at this time. We're not going to happen any time over the course of the 5.5 years of the administration.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
Is there one issue out there? Who's going?
Let's go ahead. Anyway, have a seat here.
Born with east and born with west. Now, I'm not feeling them good.
Our first caress.
Brilliant. From 1981, The Lost Scroll is out there. All right, Alex, we might come back to you if... Well, we've kind of lost you there.
This is just more of the same summer of sleep about a few weeks ago. Are you all right?
Did he actually apologise on the way?
There was a finish up for a term of 2 years on that account as well.
ما قدرت أقراها وما...
خلنا نطلع הגלגלים של ארגון הנכים. אוי, לא.
מה קרה?
תבוא.
אוי, 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 מה גישה לטוב.
Becky Anderson, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Back here on American soil, bad news for the Obama administration. We have this new CNN ORC poll, which is quite a turnaround in
im absoluten Luxussegment verbindet Rolls-Royce Tradition und Moderne. Jüngster Beweis ist der Brace. Auch der.
Well, a very, very heavy deportation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace and look for the bit. They had the pit.
The president of Portugal fainted during a speech to the country's military. And Ibao Cavaco Silva was taken ill during ceremonies for Portugal's National Day.
When he started slurring his words, slumping over, as you can see there.
To free families from the pervasive fear that one illness.
I got you.
And by proven cost savings in the health system that everybody agrees are there. It'll work, and it's very important.
And the health care for children was assigned a much lower priority. We have a doctor here with us.
Country that doesn't innovate stagnates. It's that.
Wouldn't surprise me. Another interesting thing that they mentioned in there was the fact that the injection was basically converting people to a form of biometal. That's an interesting concept, isn't it?
They're magnetic because they stick to it. What does N mean?
Who knows, folks? Could be an explanation. Weirder things have happened. Something else that's happening, apart from the magnetics, I've seen videos of a woman actually having smartphones stick to her hand as well, stick to her arm as well.
El brazo donde se hizo la inoculación. Empecé a experimentar y me di cuenta que se me pegaban varios elementos metálicos, imanes, monedas de 10 pesos, clip, cucharas, tenedores. Pero el que más me ha sorprendido de todos ha sido el teléfono celular. Quiero dejar constancia de que no hay nada bajo mi brazo, imanes, no hay pegamentos. Mi teléfono no tiene pegamento alguno, está completamente liso, todos los demás también con los que vamos a hacer la prueba. Y resulta que, para mi sorpresa, también se me pega el teléfono celular. Y no solo uno, sino los dos. Quiero dejar constancia, registro, pedir explicaciones, porque esto no es normal. Ah, y si lo colocara más abajo, él se va a caer. De hecho, lo voy a soltar. Gracias.
Pretty strange. More reports coming out about people's vaccine spots wanting to hook up to Wi-Fi.
Ahora estamos buscando dispositivos.
Para ahí lo apago el Bluetooth.
Ahí apaga el Bluetooth, está apagado. Ahora está activado, ¿no?
Mi compañero se vacunó con la Pfizer el 21 del 5.
Estamos buscando un nuevo dispositivo. Había aparecido, pero ahí está, apareció. HBTC J43.
Con la Pfizer. Celular pesado, iPhone 11.
Un celular pesado, pesadito, y cuando uno lo levanta, sale un efecto ventoso.
¡Wow, tremendo! ¿Y qué pesa el celular?
Soy yo, Gerardo Álvarez. Acá estamos en la médica con mi compañero. Y no es joda esto.
I don't know how true any of these are, though. These reports of connecting to Wi-Fi, it seems a bit strange, but hey, the videos are out there anyway, so I thought I'd show it to you. And the target through all this, as I've said so many times, folks, is to get rid of the old people and to totally enslave the kids. The kids are the target in this. They're saying now they're pushing in America, the CDC is pushing for kids to get vaccinated.
Tonight, the CDC urging parents to get their teens vaccinated. An increase in hospitalizations in March and April leading to the new push.
I feel safer now.
Researchers note there have been no deaths, but say the increase in hospitalizations might be related to new variants plus a larger number of teens now interacting. Right now, young people 12 to 15 can get the vaccine. And health experts want to make sure those teens don't fall into the same trap as some adults who still choose not to get their shots.
I haven't had COVID since it came about, so why get vaccinated now?
Doctors say that can create pockets for COVID to spread.
A lot of times they're living with or hanging out with people who also haven't received the vaccine.
Well, yes, Tom, that is a real problem, because when we consider what happens in communities, especially those of lower income, where there is more crowding, we have unvaccinated people and many of them together, and this virus will continue to spread, so we will have more outbreaks.
In Maryland, people who are unvaccinated are twice as likely to end up in the hospital compared to those who developed the infection earlier this year. And in Washington state, public health officials raising the alarm among those ages 45 to 64. Hospital admission rates are 21 times higher for the unvaccinated.
Dr. Gupta, give us the reality check on the unvaccinated in your hospital.
It is to the tune of 95% or higher, the individuals that are coming into the hospital with COVID, especially into the intensive care unit where I see these patients, they are not vaccinated.
And still, Tom, there are people who aren't getting vaccinated.
Kate, persuading the unvaccinated is getting harder and harder. With mass vaccination sites starting to close and incentives still being passed up, it's unclear what, if anything, will motivate those millions of eligible Americans to get their shots.
Yeah, I wonder what would motivate them into taking their vaccine, folks. Perhaps calling it a bioweapon and hanging Fauci out to dry would work. Of course, Biden's saying he'll help as well, folks. He'll give you free beer and childcare if you go and get vaccinated. I'm not sure how the two really mix together. Just get drunk and look after the kids. But at the same time, we're hearing all these reports of kids developing heart problems from being vaccinated. Like kids developing heart problems, swollen heart. Oh, it's nothing serious. It's just a swollen heart.
Right now, and we have some breaking news we're on top of this morning for you. The CDC now looking into reports of heart problems in young vaccinated teenagers.
KCTV5's Savannah Rudisill is live outside Children's Mercy Hospital. Savannah, how concerned is the CDC?
Kelly and Joe, the CDC are investigating what they call a relatively few amount of cases, and they say that them being linked to the vaccine, again, it's very rare. The CDC Risk Advisory Committee, they're looking into some cases of heart inflammation in teens and young adults. They say the complications are more common in males than females, and the problems tend to show up about 4 days after people receive the second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. Healthcare professionals still strongly recommend people age 12 or older get the vaccine, despite new concerns.
These are complications that were not totally unexpected, but are very, very rare and manageable. Whereas I can't emphasize it enough, the virus can be deadly.
Of course, the alleged pandemic has got a lot less chance of killing you than the vaccine, but don't let that worry you. Perhaps we're just not testing the right people for the right things. These are teenagers. This is not normal. An interesting thing as well, when you look at all that, remember My Pet Goat that came out a few years ago? And then there was My Pet Goat 2. Well, as noticed by someone, I think it was the channel Truth Videos 1984, I saw this. There's a scene in My Pet Goat that shows a child there getting quite sick after they've had 2 injections. You notice there's 2 needles sitting on the ground next to this child. A little further on in the scene, you notice that there's someone shaking. And we've seen a lot of this happening as well. There was a woman that, there was a video came out like 2 months ago, I think, 2 or 3 months ago, of this woman who developed the shakes from the vaccine.
This is right now. I've even taken 2 Valiums. And this is how much my body just controls to move. And I know I have a lot of support, but a lot of you people on Facebook are really mean. I didn't ask for this.
She's still shaking, folks.
Breathe, baby. Can you talk to me? Can you say anything? Can you say anything, baby?
You know, poor woman, this just isn't going away. And like I said, the target is the kids. And there's kids developing blood clots in their brains from this vaccine as well, folks, which is kind of strange. Just what you want from a vaccine that's there to protect you from a deadly virus, which is killing nobody. Crazy. You've got Britain talking about mass surveillance. Bozo wants to roll out mass surveillance just to protect us from all from COVID.
What we want the G7 to try to agree is that instead of vaccinating the whole world by 2024 or 2025, which is the current, you know, what we'd achieve on the current timetable, we need to get this done by the end of next year, by 2022. What we need, I think, is a global treaty on pandemic preparedness. And to go back to the question the excellent question you were asking about the origins of the disease, we need zoonotic research hubs. We need to know where the new zoonotic diseases might be arising. We need to have a global network of surveillance for pandemics. We need to have rules so that there can be no interruptions of supplies across borders, so that we have secure supply chains for the things that we depend on in future. And clearly, we need to have agreements on issues such as vaccine passports, COVID status certification, and the rest.
It's not to protect you from COVID, folks. It's to track and trace everybody and to depopulate the world, because we know what Bozo's influences are. We know what his father was into and what his father's plans were.
You have to get population under control as well, because if you look at it in sheer economic terms, how can you sustain increases in per capita income at a time when you have rising population without rising economic growth. Whereas if you have a declining population, which is what I would aim for, then of course even a stable economic growth situation will give you increases in per capita income. So that's where I stand on that.
And when you look at that, you've got to understand this guy's son is now the Prime Minister of England. I mean, a man who still hasn't developed the personal skills to learn how to operate a hairbrush, this guy is now controlling England and bringing in mass surveillance all around the world. And Brits are still unable to fly, even after they've had the vaccine, which is kind of irking a lot of people as well.
If you're double dose, and we've got today just breaking news, half the UK population is, then you should be allowed to travel.
Yes, of course you should be allowed to travel if you've been double dosed. Otherwise, what's the point of the vaccine? It clearly is protecting people to great extent, and other countries are relying on it to get their economies moving again. So there's something that the government is not being clear on here. What is the data saying about the efficacy of the vaccines? If they're that good, why can't you open up sectors faster?
Something else is happening in India. I got a video, and I can't speak Hindi. I imagine this is Hindi that they're speaking. But I can't speak Hindi, so I don't actually know what they're saying. But I'm told that what they are delivering here is a decree to a local area in India. It's one particular province of India, which name escapes me. Indian names are a little complicated. But they're basically saying that anybody over 45 years of old must receive the vaccine. Otherwise, they will not be able to open their business.
ये सभी व्यापारी भाई ध्यान दें, सभी आम लोगों से भी अपील है कि जिन लोगों की उम्र 45 वर्ष है और उन लोगों ने वैक्सीनेशन नहीं कराया है, ऐसे लोगों को उनके व्यापारिक प्रतिष्ठान पर नहीं बैठने दिया जाएगा। ऐसे आम लोग जिन्होंने 45 वर्ष उम्र है या उससे ऊपर है, वैक्सीनेशन नहीं कराया, उनके घर से निकलने की अनुमति नहीं होगी। लॉकडाउन जैसे ही खत्म होगा, आपको इन नियमों का पालन करना होगा। दुकानें केवल उन्हीं की खुलेंगी जिनकी उम्र 45 वर्ष और उससे ऊपर है और उन्होंने वैक्सीनेशन कराया है। यदि उस उम्र के व्यापारी हैं जो अपने व्यापारिक प्रतिष्ठान पर बैठते हैं और उन्होंने वैक्सीनेशन नहीं कराया है, तो उसको उस व्यापारिक प्रतिष्ठान पर नहीं बैठने दिया जाएगा। ई रिक्शा वाले, ऑटो, बस ड्राइवर आदि या सार्वजनिक स्थानों पर जिन लोगों की उम्र 45 साल है, उन्होंने वैक्सीन।
And like I said, that's spoken in Indian, and I can't speak Indian, so I can't confirm that's what was said, but I've put it up here. Perhaps there's an Indian listener who can confirm what was being said on that video and where they're heading. They're really pushing this vaccine, folks. Unless, of course, you're a prime minister, then, you know, you don't really need to have the vaccine because, you know, there's a lot of people at risk, but you're not one of them.
When will you get yours then? Because you mentioned that yours will become a public event, obviously. So when will that be?
Yeah, I don't want to overstate it. I'll do it publicly, and for those interested, they can watch, I guess is what I'd say. I've been really mindful of not taking a vaccine from someone else who it's really critical for. But I also accept that I should do it nice and early.
You're the PM. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed one, surely.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I think you understand what I mean, Duncan. You know, there are people who are at risk and I'm not one of them. However, I do want to demonstrate that it's not only safe to take at the time, but long term it's safe. And so I will do it early on. Haven't quite pinpointed when.
What's
but
early on,
soonish,
Prime Minister? That's in between now and in the Christmas.
When I say early on, before we start the mass rollout, before we start opening up for everyone, which we're looking at around mid-year, I'll certainly do it before then. There are people who are at risk, and I'm not one of them.
Well, that's a nice standard to set. I guess I'm not one of them either. And I guess anybody out there who says that they're not one of them is also not one of them. So thank you for setting that precedent, Jacinta, whatever you are. She looks more like a man every time I see her on video, folks. She's looking less and less like a woman to me. I mean, and the level of insincerity displayed by that thing is just, it's next level. It's really next level.
Dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth.
Continuing with their mass surveillance, though, like I said, Bozo wants to bring in mass surveillance. And by the way, did you know that TikTok is now face mapping and voice mapping your children when they log on to TikTok, when they do videos or whatever. It's part of their new video and audio agreements, you know, part of their new terms of services, whatever, is that they take a face print and voice print of your children. Now, why do you think they would need to do that, folks? Because the children are the target. But never mind, we've got the Freemasons looking out for them, folks. The Freemasons are now creating child ID because they're just so concerned about the children.
My particular lodge got involved with the child ID program about 5 years ago. Before that, we were just a lodge that did ritual, and we wanted to get out into the community. And so a number of us contacted Grand Lodge, Chris Siebenmark, and we started out with a elementary school in the area. And it was sort of successful, but then after that, we started, you know, brainstorming, and we got into, like today, we're doing an air show here. And at this particular air show, we've done up to 300 children in 2 days. We all wanted to be Masons, but we also wanted something more than just the Masonry. So we wanted to, again, get out into the community and try and help people out. And we've partnered with the Phoenix Lodge to get members from their lodge and our lodge together to help staff an event like this. So we've become very close with the Phoenix Lodge.
As being a Mason, I just came in and decided that I wanted to help do something. So we promoted the Child ID. It's a free program for children. We really enjoy our children and we want to keep them safe. I've been a Mason for 15 years. And I'm trying to give back to the community. We're just trying to do a good job and help save a child.
Now, on other occasions, we've needed additional help. Our members were not available. So we've brought in the DMLA and the Rainbow Girls as well to help us do these events. And it's a great partnership because for us, we can staff the event. And for the DMLA and for the Rainbow Girls, it gives them some community service. So it's just been really, really awesome.
I'm a pediatric nurse, and to me it's very valuable to see that our children are protected. Tomorrow we'll have a whole group of the youth that will be here. Even though we're not from the Plymouth Rock Lodge, we're supporting them because they don't have a youth group of their own. So it's some role modeling of what the Masons do and role models for the kids about what they can do and how they can be involved in the community.
This is what Freemasons do, of course, and they even mentioned that it is all these people from the DMLA school. If you understand DMLA and you understand that all the pedophiles in the Australian government went to the DMLA schools, most pedophiles and most political people around the world seem to go to these DMLA schools, and there's something very suspect about DMLA. There's a New Zealand woman called Karen Brewer that you should check out if you want to understand a little bit about what's going on with Freemasons and DMLA. So the way they're just there all smiling, and it's all good, folks, because there's nice comforting music going on in the background. It makes it all perfectly normal and all perfectly good for them to be doing this. They're only doing it, of course, because they care, if that's what you think Freemasons are all about, folks. Yeah, right. They're hanging Fauci out to dry as well, as you might have noticed. They're now pushing this whole concept that this is a Wuhan bioweapon because they've got to get this fear into people. It's all about fear, folks. Everything they do is about fear. And a lot of people are realizing that there is no pandemic. There is no wild virus running around. A lot of people are figuring out what's going on with virology. And there is no live virus. There's nothing going on. So they're trying to push the concept that it is a Wuhan virus, which will create the need for more and more stringent guidelines and masks, and we've got to do all this stuff because it's a war. It's China attacking the rest of the world by releasing biological agents. I mean, all the crap that they're pushing, folks. They're just trying to convince people that this is real and that there is some deadly virus going around when there isn't. Unbelievable, folks. Absolutely unbelievable. And so they're hanging Fauci out to dry, which is quite expected that they would do something like that. They need to hang Bill Gates out to dry as well. Absolutely. Would be good to see a Time magazine cover like the one I used in the thumbnail. Of course, we're not seeing that. That's not a real cover, folks, but it would be good to see that. But they're really pushing the concept that this is a bioweapon now, folks. bioweapon, and they're building quarantine camps to keep us safe. Quarantine camps, folks. Internment camps is what they are. They're building one in Victoria, a $200 million internment camp, quarantine camp. And it's a 500-bed internment camp, quarantine camp. And that's $400,000 a bed, folks. $400,000 a bed. So what do they need all the extra money for? Perhaps it's to run the rail line and to put in the guard towers and to build the ovens. Because, of course, you can see where it's going to go, folks. I mean, if you're going to have a quarantine camp, well, you're going to need to, I mean, people may escape, so of course you're going to need guard towers. And hey, if it's for infection, I mean, if we've got this terrible pandemic going around, then of course you may need to have ovens there as well to cremate the bodies. So you can see where they can take this, folks. They can basically build Auschwitz right there in Victoria and tell everybody that it's just to protect them from the virus. They want to do one in Queensland as well. So they want to build these internment camps all over the country, all over the world. They're building them in Canada as well. They've probably already got them in the United States, you know, the FEMA camps and everything they've got over there. So all they have to do is put in the guard towers and the ovens, folks, and we're good to go. You can see where they're taking it. You can absolutely see where they're taking it. And they've been basically killing people through this whole thing. There was a great report that was put out by David Icke where he mentioned, he found out that they have actually been using a drug called Midazolam. Midazolam, and it is a drug that is basically used to euthanize people. This is what they've been doing in the nursing homes. They've basically been killing people. And David Icke is calling for the arrest and life imprisonment of Matt Hancock, and that is absolutely warranted, folks, because this is murder by decree. If the government has mandated or decreed that you must be giving this drug to people in old folks' homes, then this is murder by decree. And what they've been doing, folks, they've been getting people that are like days away from death and giving them these drugs and giving them endless swabs. They won't let these people die in peace. They're giving them swabs. Sometimes every hour, they're giving them nasal swabs, trying to get positive COVID results from people. So these people, they've got days to live, and they've got some nurse in there sticking a thing up their nose every hour. I mean, this is disgraceful, what they're doing to people, folks. Absolutely disgraceful. What they're doing to the elderly, what they're doing to the children, it's absolutely disgraceful. And they're pushing their whole cyber attack as well. Still pushing this, saying this is going to be terrible. And like I said last show, they've shut down meatworks in the United States, North America, South America, and Australia, claiming it's a cyber attack. Now we've had what is claimed to be a cyber attack that has affected hospitals and aged care homes in Queensland. Trying to get us all ready for this, folks. Of course, it's hospitals and aged care homes. So they can use that as an excuse to kill more old people and say it was the cyber attack. There's a real push for this injection, and it's just not stopping. And yet, by their own standards, it's an experimental injection, folks. By their own standards, when they sit there and talk about it, they tell you that it's experimental, that everybody is involved in a clinical trial, and yet they're mandating it. Mandating that people must do this in some countries. They're really pushing it. They'll say, oh, we're not mandating it, but we're just making it impossible for you to do anything without this vaccine. They're talking about vaccine passports to get into supermarkets and shopping centres. They've got QR codes now in Victoria. You've got to scan a QR code in order to go into a supermarket. What if you don't have a cell phone? I guess you can't go and buy any food. That's going to be interesting, isn't it? Because I'm never going to buy a cell phone, and I'm never going to back down to them. So it's going to be interesting to see how far this push goes. It really is. Another thing they're saying is that Facebook posts promoting fake vaccine theories should be referred to the Australian Federal Police. Now think about that wording, folks. Facebook posts promoting fake vaccine theories. How do you have a fake theory? I mean, theory's a theory. It hasn't been proved correct or anything. It's just a theory. How do you have a fake theory? What's a fake vaccine theory? maybe the theory that this is actually a virus, maybe the theory that COVID-19 is real because you've never isolated it, maybe the theory that this vaccine will work because it's experimental. I mean, you know, doublespeak, folks. They bring in laws that should apply to themselves. They call them laws, and then they try to apply them to us by using doublespeak, like fake theory. Fake theory. So I guess if any scientist is discovering anything and it hasn't been discovered yet and he's just got this theory about it, well, it's fake. It's just a theory, so it must be fake. What's the wording with this and what's their goal, folks? Well, it's just to completely dumb people down with doublespeak, which is what they do all the time. They're brilliant at it, folks. They're brilliant at it. A vaccine that is safe and experimental.
So where we are right now, we are in phase four, and that means it's an ongoing collection of data, probably up to the next 2 years. It may even extend beyond that if necessary, but to ensure the public that these vaccines are safe, we are tracking it. And now that you have the larger numbers of participants, meaning you, myself, and all of us who've taken the vaccine now that were not in the original clinical trials, we can collect that data as well. Yes, the emergency use authorization just indicates that all of these vaccines currently are in an experimental stage, as I previously stated. So again, when you hear EUA, emergency use authorization, you're talking about experimental. Emergency use authorization, you're talking about experimental. And as I said earlier, we are probably going to go out at least 2 years of data collection before the FDA will return, along with all of those watchdog groups that have to vet these vaccines to make sure that it is truly safe. And then at that point, they will then again review the data, review all of the effects of the vaccine, all those possibly injured or non-injured, and also how well did these vaccines work? Did they literally reduce hospitalization rates? Did they reduce deaths? And did the case rates drop? Is it doing what it was intended to do? And once that data is reviewed by all of these key individuals and key groups, then the FDA will make its final decision, which will authorize it for official use, and it will now move from the experimental stage to an accepted and approved vaccine.
I mean, how does that work? And that was given to me, that clip was sent to me by Camille, who's got a great little channel called Please Stop the Ride. And she has some pretty good stuff on there, Camille. So thanks for that, Camille. And thank you to all the people who sent me so much stuff. I mean, my listeners to the show, you guys are phenomenal. I mean, honestly, you're phenomenal. You send me so much stuff that I would miss otherwise because there's so much going on in the world at the moment and it's really difficult to keep up with. And you guys are right on top of it. So thank you for all the information that you're sending me. It's really, really helpful. Something else that's been noticed is that they've changed the reference terms for all these variants now. You know, we had the Indian variant and we had the this variant and the that variant. And then India got outraged that you can't call it the Indian variant because there is no Indian variant. So they've changed the names of them all to, we've got COVID-19 Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and Delta. The so-called Indian strain is now being referred to as the Delta strain. And when you look at that, it's kind of like code. It's like they're giving out code to the people that are in the know and know what's going on and that they want to get these messages to. Try to get back with this camera, folks. But you think about it, even that zip file that was released of all that information that they wanted to use for electromagnetism and control and stuff that I mentioned on the last show, they show you there all the different brainwave patterns, which are alpha, beta, gamma, delta, and theta. So what's the bet? The new strain, the next variant that they claim is there, will be called the theta strain. If they do one, they get another one and they call it the theta strain, then they have successfully categorized every single brain activity that we have. Alpha, delta, beta, or alpha, beta, gamma, delta, theta. That's all the different brain states. Interesting that they would be doing that. Naming all these variants after different brain states. You know, is this some sort of code that they're sending out to the rest of the world? Yes, we've got alpha covered. Yes, we've got beta covered. We've got gamma covered. We've got delta covered. All we've got to do now is cover the theta brainwave state. And then we can take it to the next level. You've got to wonder. You've really got to wonder, folks. And it showed it in that report, like I said, with the zip file that came out in 2018 when that zip file was mistakenly released. You've got to wonder whether that was a mistake or whether they planned to do it. Another thing they're saying is, I just put it out there, you know, there's the fear here in Australia of mouse pox. There's a special serum or thing, agent, viral agent, whatever they want to call it, that they've made for mouse pox. And it basically destroys the immune system in the mice, which causes 100% of the victims of this to die. And they're scared that the development of this could lead to the creation of some sort of a bioweapon which would destroy people's immune systems and kill all their antibodies.
If you've gotten your COVID-19 vaccine, you're going to want to listen to this. The Red Cross says anyone who has received their COVID-19 vaccine cannot donate convalescent plasma to help other COVID-19 patients in hospitals. That plasma is made up of antibodies from people who have recovered from the virus, but the vaccine wipes out those antibodies, making the convalescent plasma ineffective in treating other COVID-19 patients.
If you haven't been vaccinated, and you recently have recovered from COVID-19, you can donate blood at one of our blood drives. We test all blood donations for COVID-19 antibodies. If you know ahead of time that you have recently recovered, then you'll get it, it'll show up. Your results will come up positive. We'll be able to pull the plasma from that whole blood donation. That'll go directly to one of the hospitals locally to a patient.
The Red Cross says whole blood donations are still critically important. So whether you've received your vaccine or not, you can donate blood to those in need.
Interesting little correlation there, isn't it, folks? I mean, you can't go and donate vaccine if you've had, or you can't go and donate blood if you've had a vaccine because it will kill all the antibodies in the recipient. And there was that report of mouse pox and the dangers that they may create a bioweapon out of something like that. Quite remarkable, folks. They tell us what they're doing. But like I said, with the cyber attack, they've shut down the meatworks, they've shut down hospitals, they've also shut down steelworks in the United States because of the cyber attack. Nothing works if you turn off the computer, folks. Didn't you know that? All the industry that we had for decades and centuries before that, it doesn't work. None of it works without the computer. So all you've got to do is shut down the computer and nothing can function anymore, folks. That's the way our society's gone. Aren't we lucky? But yeah, things are getting crazy. Things are getting really, really crazy, folks. I wanted to mention as well the video that I showed of Nick Patterson getting attacked by the police. And so many people saying, oh, this is staged. These are all crisis actors. Bullshit, folks. This is a guy called Nick Patterson from Melbourne who's been very outspoken. And the police had actually told the people to leave the area and go back to their cars. And they had left the area and they were walking back to their cars when the police basically ambushed them and attacked them, and they broke Nick's collarbone and put him in jail. I mentioned on the last report that I thought they'd put him into the nut house for psychiatric evaluation, which is the way they do things with people. That was something that was told to me. Apparently it's not true. Apparently he didn't go into the psych ward. They just put him into jail or whatever. But they broke his collarbone in that encounter. And I'm hoping that all of them get charged with assault and abuse of their power and everything you can throw at these guys. These guys are terrorists. I mean, the Victorian police are just acting like terrorists. And it's not just the Victorian police. It's happening all around the world, folks. The police are out of control. And they seem to be really enjoying what they're doing.
Heavy.
Heavy. And that was in Liverpool. A woman saying, what are you doing? And they basically pepper sprayed her and then pushed her in the chest and pushed her to the ground. Now, pushing to the chest like that. Now, if you touch a woman between the neck and the knee, it's considered sexual assault. So how can a cop pepper spray a woman and then shove her in the breast like that and knock her over? That's sexual assault. That guy should be charged with sexual assault. He should be charged with common assault. And he should be charged with abuse of power, or abuse of office, or whatever. I mean, he's a terrorist. He's a scumbag. He's a woman-abusing piece of shit that shouldn't be wearing that uniform because he's a disgrace to that uniform, as are most police these days. None of them seem to have any respect for law. You know, and that's the problem, because they consider law to be whatever politicians write on paper, and that's really not law, folks. It just isn't. And this vaccine is killing so many people. This injection is killing so many people, folks. There's actually a local guy here who I didn't know him, but he's a friend of a very good friend of mine. He was 81 years old, very fit individual, apparently. Out there, like total outdoor man. You wouldn't even know this guy was 81. A couple of weeks ago, he had the vaccine. His friends were asking him not to, but he went and did it. He had the vaccine. He had it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he was complaining of feeling a bit sick. At 6 o'clock in the evening, he sat down at the dinner table to have dinner with his wife. And as soon as he sat down on his chair, he fell off the chair, dead onto the kitchen floor. 4 hours it took, folks. 4 hours he'd had the vaccine and he was dead. Nothing to do with the vaccine, of course. It was a heart attack. A heart attack. Yeah, right. That's what they're doing, folks. And that was a guy locally lived up Tomwin Mountain. And, of course, it wasn't on any of the newspapers or on the news or anything like that. They just didn't mention it because they don't want you to know that. They will tell you that occasionally someone's getting sick from the vaccine, but, of course, it's very rare.
A 53-year-old man is in a serious condition in the ICU at Calvary Hospital, Adelaide.
Unfortunately, he is in a very serious condition.
SA Health has confirmed his illness is linked to the AstraZeneca jab.
So he had his first dose of AstraZeneca on Tuesday, the 4th of May, and was admitted to hospital on Wednesday, the 18th of May, with severe abdominal pain. And so with this particular syndrome that has been linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine, it can occur anywhere from 4 days up to 28 days after having the vaccination.
The man is being treated with infusions. He is one of six new blood clotting cases across the country that authorities believe are linked to the vaccine, including a woman in SA who has also been hospitalised.
In terms of the woman who is a probable case, she's an 87-year-old woman. She had her vaccine on the 28th of April and had symptoms from the 8th of May. She was admitted to hospital on the 11th of May and is now in a stable condition.
SA Health is expected to determine within days whether the woman's illness is related to getting the jab. 155,000 AstraZeneca doses have been administered in the state so far. It's expected one in every 100,000 people who are given the vaccine will develop blood clots. Joel Philp, Sky News, Adelaide.
Yeah, very rare, of course it is, folks. Something else that I mentioned to you on the last report was the fact that Amazon is starting this new tracking thing. They want to create a mesh from all the Amazon devices. Apparently it's Amazon Sidewalk is the device that they're using. So if you have Amazon Sidewalk on your phone, you have 2 days to disable this and to opt out of this mesh that they want to create, which is going to be like next level surveillance, folks. And it's all moving towards the same thing. So you've got 2 days to disable that, folks. Something else there is, if you're in Australia, and I'm going to put a link below to an Australian biosecurity printout. These are a bunch of QR codes. You can print this out and take it with you when you go out. And when you go into a shop that wants you to scan a QR code, ask them to scan these QR codes first and then see if they really want you to continue and to have to scan their QR code, because they're actually breaking the law by getting you to do this, folks. So I recommend that you get that and print it out and take it with you. There's also an organization. I met this lady from this organization here in Australia. I actually filmed a video with her the other day, but there's a little bit of, the lens was dirty, and I just don't want to put a video up there with a dirty lens. So I'm going to refilm it. But her name's Raina, and she's started a group called the Australian Patriots Alliance. And the goal is to try to get everybody on the same page so that whatever you're out there doing, whatever your focus is, we need to coordinate, all of us, so that we've got a common goal. I mean, the goal should be freedom. The goal should be the removal of this government and the holding of them to account, these politicians, holding them to account, and the reinstitution of new government, proper government. And for all the people out there saying, oh, you're saying government's the solution. No, I'm not saying government's solution. So government is the problem, but you can't just move to a state of anarchy because the people in this world aren't educated enough for self-governance, folks. It's going to take at least a generation to educate people to the point that they've got the responsibility, the self-responsibility and the intelligence to know how to self-govern. I mean, whatever you think the solution is, folks, you've got to factor into the equation that this is the level of human intellect in 2021. I mean, what can you even say? So you can't just dissolve governments all around the world right now. I mean, if it happened everywhere at once, great, you could do it. But it's not going to happen everywhere at once. And if you dissolve the government in one country, all you're going to do is have another government move in from another country, like China or North Korea or anybody who wants to, because suddenly there's no one calling the shots. Now, while you've got other governments out there that are in commands of powerful militaries, well, you need to have something here to combat that until we get to a point where everybody in the world wakes up and goes, well, hang on, why the fuck are we doing this? And gets rid of these people. You know, but it's got to be a worldwide thing. So we need to get everybody on the same page. See, that's the thing with the psychopaths who run the world, folks. They might have their different things that they do. They've got their different personal ambitions. But basically, they're all on the same page. They all have a unity of focus. They have a common goal, which is the total enslavement of all humankind and the depopulation of anybody who doesn't comply with their wishes. And they don't care how many people they kill, folks. As long as they've got the children, as long as they can get the kids to grow up into this dystopian world they're creating, the kids will have no reference point to know what reality was ever like. And this is the common focus of the parasites that are running this world. And so we, as a pushback, while we remain in little splintered groups, we're never going to get anywhere. We've got to have some sort of unity of focus. Even if we've got our own beliefs, we've got our own things that we're looking at, our own objectives, whatever, we still need to have this unity of focus and coordinated action. So that when someone is like doing a rally or whatever, we need everybody from every group to come to these rallies. When someone's doing some sort of action against the government, we need everybody from every group to get involved in this action. We just need some sort of a unity of focus, because the fact that we're so splintered and divided is working against us. With what's coming, folks, you can't be a solo person with what's coming. You can't hope to stand against this Leviathan if you're going to continue just working on your own and shutting everybody out. So that's what Raina's trying to put together with the Australians Patriots Alliance. And I will have her on in the next day or so, and I'll re-record this conversation that we had. And I'll let you know what's going on there as well. So that's something we can do. But like I said, there's that biosecurity printout you can use if you're an Australian for now. And you'll probably find that you've got laws like this in your own country as well that you can use. So it's a good thing for people to do. I think that's about all I wanted to talk to you about today. I think that's about everything. I mean, there's so much going on. It's really hard to keep up with all this stuff, folks. But we've got to see what the end goal is. And it's total control. And that's why they're pushing this whole Fauci bioweapon thing. Because, I mean, this is even the fact that they push this, you've got more and more people wanting the vaccine now. The fact that they're pushing this, because no one wants the vaccine, but if you can convince them that it's a bioweapon, Well, see, we weren't lying. We knew there was something going on. We just didn't realize that it was Fauci and it was a bioweapon. It was all this stuff coming out from China. Oh, look, the conspiracy theorists were right. So they kind of throw a bone to a few of the people. And you've got people just going crazy trying to get this vaccine now. There was one scene that I saw. I'm not sure where it was. Might have been in Italy. I'm not really sure. It may have been somewhere else. But apparently there were 10,000 people just totally going crazy, like fanatics, trying to get hold of a vaccine when there's only 1,200 doses apparently in this one clinic, and you had 10,000 people show up, all trying to squeeze in the door and push in front of each other and insult each other and get violent with each other and claw over each other just to get this vaccine. I mean, what's wrong with people? And if you've ever wondered how any dictatorial government took over and got people to be blindly brainwashed to go and do the shit that they did, all you got to do is look what's happening now, folks. You can see how programmed people are. It's phenomenal. And they really are programmed, folks. We've reached a new level of idiocracy. People wearing masks to go swimming. I mean, for God's sake, seriously. But yeah, that's what the world's come to, folks. Also, I want to put out a heartfelt sympathy for the people in Canada who've lost children in the terrible situation that's going on there. They've discovered the bodies of 215 children beneath the school in Canada, which is absolutely terrible. Saying it's unthinkable that this could have happened. Well, actually, the locals in the area told you it was happening for years and years, but you didn't believe them. It wasn't until you got caught with your pants down that you actually decided to expose this. So, you know, don't believe anything that they tell you, folks. Just don't believe anything that they tell you. But anyway, I can hear my Skype ringing in there, so I better go and see who's calling me. I'll just move away from the noise for now. I wish people wouldn't just randomly call me, but anyway, that's what happens. But now I've completely lost track of what I was saying. I'll just pause for a sec, folks. Yeah, but with all this happening, you can see that they're about to take things to the next level. By the end of the year, I think it's going to be pretty crazy. They're really shutting down the food chain. They're shutting down the transport industry, shutting down travel, shutting down just about everything, folks. Steelworks, I mean, everything. It's getting very hard to even get building materials and things here in Australia now because, you know, people are starting to really feel the pinch, really starting to notice the fact that we're not getting any imports, hardly any imports coming in. And it's going to be the same in most countries. They've made, you know, an extraordinary effort to destroy the food chain and the transport industry and everything in the United States and right around the world as well. I mean, a lot of people are getting wind of this now. A lot of transport companies are pissed off. I mean, a lot of high-level executives and things aren't part of the club, folks. A lot of these guys actually think the business system is real. And so, you know, they're not part of some secret society. And they're really starting to question what's going on as well. So that's good. I mean, and if people can really get a wind on how big this fraud is and the idea that it wasn't just Fauci, you know, it wasn't Fauci organizing a virus to unleash on the world. That's just a cover story, folks. They just want you to think this is real. You know, if people can really get a grips on what's going on, perhaps we'll see something happened like that Time magazine cover that I had on before, and perhaps we'll be able to take the world back. But yeah, it's the brainless sheeple, unfortunately, that are moving us into this reality, folks, and that's just the way it's going to go. Plain. A bit noisy around here today, folks, so I might leave it there for now. And sorry about the aircraft, but I can't really do much about that. But I might leave it there for now, and I'll do another report in the next couple of days. I'll leave you with a little bit of a sobering video of what the world has become, folks. And when you look at this, you know, well, you got to wonder whether it's not worthwhile vaccinating some of these people and getting them out of the picture. But you don't know what's going to happen from this vaccine. Perhaps it's not going to kill people like we think. Perhaps it's just going to kill some people. You know, it's going to have some reaction, as does when you're biologically altering people. But perhaps something like this zombie apocalypse and this whole android whatever is going to come to pass. And I mentioned, or I didn't mention, but there was a doctor who was speaking French that I had on the last show. And all these people are saying, he's not French, he's from Quebec. Well, how the fuck do I know? He's speaking French. As far as I know, French people, you know, people who speak French come from France. I don't know why the fuck Quebec's even there speaking French in the middle of Canada. What's all that about? Fuck off, France. Go back and stay in your own country and stop taking over other nations. But anyway, how am I supposed to know that someone's from Quebec if they're speaking French? But anyway, this guy mentioned think of Rwanda. See, in 1994 or 90. I think it was 94, 93, 94. There was just a bloodbath in Rwanda where people just were killing each other and hacking each other up. And it was just like a zombie apocalypse in Rwanda in 1994. And that was after a big vaccination program in Rwanda that happened. So you've got to wonder whether that was some sort of a beta test. So you've got to wonder what's really going to happen in the next 6 months or so. I mean, when the food chain starts running out, the supermarkets start running dry, and people start getting aggressive about things because it's going to be a situation of dog eat dog, and everyone's going to want to do what they can to survive. You've got to wonder whether a lot of these vaccine people are just going to become crazed and start doing weird things. Whether that's what the 5G is all about, folks. An interesting video I saw as well that was sent to me. And again, I don't know how true this is because I'm not someone who works on cell phones. Bit bright out here. I'm not someone who works on cell phones, but this guy says he's a phone manufacturer or he's a phone repairer, and none of the phones that he's repairing can do 5G. He said there's no phone on the market that is actually hooked up to 5G, that the 5G towers are doing something else because the receiver that they need to have in the phone to pick up 5G isn't in any of the phones that he's looking at, and he's saying he's never looked at a phone that has this in it. So what are they really doing with the 5G?
Hey everybody, Cohen here with Cohen's Phone Repairs. Today I have an update on 5G. Now everybody says don't get a 5G phone because they're dangerous because of the 5G. Now I have two 5G phones in front of me. Right there is where the 5G chip is supposed to be. And right there is where the 5G chip is supposed to be. I'm sorry to break this to everybody, but every phone, and again, I fix phones every day, so you can take this from a reliable source. There's not a single phone in Canada that supports 5G. There's not a single carrier in Canada that supports 5G. It's a marketing scam. There's no such thing as 5G in this phone. What you're investing in is 5G for the future. So they're charging $200 extra for 5G when it's not even there. I don't know if this speaks wonders to you, but I think the government's doing other things with the 5G towers. So if this doesn't say something to you, I don't know what will. But again, I fix phones every day, and every 5G phone I fix does not even have a 5G chip in it. And right there is where it's supposed to go.
So you got to look at that and wonder whether it's true. I mean, if you're a phone repair person, perhaps you can confirm that for me. But you got to wonder, I mean, the vaccines, the 5G, this biometal that they talk about, people becoming magnetized. And it, when you look at some of them, I mean, there was that woman that I had there at the start, and she wasn't putting a magnet on her like we've seen a lot of people do. She was putting like a little pair of scissors on her. It wasn't that the magnet was sticking to her arm. Metal objects were sticking to her arm. And that's pretty strange. And with the cell phones, and I mean, you know, you just got to wonder. You got to wonder where they're going to go with this and what the future is going to bring. So, yeah, hold on to your hats, folks. And like I keep saying, be prepared to weather the storm. We can do what we can to wake people up, and hopefully there will be a major pushback. But still, be prepared to weather the storm because they got all sorts of tricks up their sleeve. They could pull out their fake alien invasion any day too. So, you know, we've got so many things to look out for. And they've really got a lot of options covered. So, as I've been saying for a year or so, time to hunker down, folks, and prepare. Do what you can to wake people up. Do what you can to make a difference. But by the same token, be prepared to weather the storm. Hope for the best, but plan for the worst. It's going to be a really, really interesting time from now until 2025, ladies and gentlemen. Interesting thing with that film that I had at the start, Vexel as well, that Japanese anime, that was set in the year 2024. Interesting how they just know all this stuff, isn't it? But anyway, I'll leave it there for now, folks. Thank you to all the people who send me so much stuff, so many kind emails. Thank you to all the people who comment on my videos. I mean, so many good comments. All the trolls, well, fuck you guys. You can just do what you do. And thank you to everybody. Thank you to my Patreon supporters. Thank you to everybody out there speaking out about this and making a difference. And let's try to get some sort of unity of focus, folks. I think it's time we've got to bring all of these groups together. Not so that there's anybody controlling them or directing them, but just so that we know what the other groups are doing and when they're going to mount an action. As long as that action is mounted towards the key notion of freedom, which is what it should all be about, then we should all be supporting each other. We've got to come together the way the parasites that are running this world have come together, the way they've all got a unity of focus. We need to develop that as well. I've been saying it for years, folks. Put down all your stuff with people. It doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter if they think something different to you. It doesn't matter whether they think the earth is a globe, whether they think it's flat, whether they think it's a hologram, whether they think it's hollow. It doesn't matter what they think it is. The only reason they're even questioning what the earth is because they're not free. They've never had the freedom to find out the answers to any of the questions they want. Same as people who believe that viruses are real, people who don't. Some of the doctors who believe they're real, some of them who don't. It doesn't matter for the moment. What matters is that we establish freedom, because the only reason that argument exists is because we've never been free enough to find out and to get to the real truth of anything. That's why so many people believe what they're taught to believe. They go to university and they're programmed to think in one way, universe, one verse, one way. That's it, one mode of thought. That's all they want from people. And people are programmed to have the belief systems that they have. So it's time we realize this and put all this stuff down and just develop that unity of focus and work towards freedom, because that is what is going to get us out of this mess. And if we continue going down these rabbit holes and just pushing our particular focus and thinking that is the answer, well, we're never going to get anywhere. That's been the problem the whole long. You know, divide and conquer. That's what they want. That's been it the entire time, folks. So we've got to put all this stuff down, put our belief systems down. As I've often said, belief is the enemy of knowledge. When you know something, you don't need to believe it. And when you believe something and then you use that to as the filter for all of the other information that comes into you, very often you miss things that you should see because you're stuck in this belief system. So we've got to put all this down, folks. It's time to come together, and it's time to take this world back from the parasites that are destroying it, folks. It's really important that we do this, and now is the time that it has to happen. So anyway, folks, I'll leave it there for now. Thank you to all the people who send me so much kind thoughts and so much love and send me so much information. I couldn't do any of this if it wasn't for you guys. But I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh.
China. What do you think he's doing?
Okay, this is no joke. This is what people are doing. It's great.
You
there? Not social distancing.
Put your mask on.
Get away from
me. Put it on.
For freedom. Stop it.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa.
What is going on inside your head?
So, this guy in Michigan came up with this idea.
6 feet apart. Oh, yeah.
For extreme measures of self-isolation.
It gets the point across.
So you can wear it comfortably all day. Share your smile. Z-Shield wraps your face.
On prend une bouchée et on remet le masque. On prend une bouchée et on remet le masque.
mascot.
You must wear your mask.
I shouldn't have to make it fun. It's science. It's science.